to have none.
You can't die in your own dream.
Mm-hmm. Or you die in your life.
Unless if you're in a movie. You know what I'm talking about?
You can't die in your own dream.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Well, there's actually some causes where people, probably in old age or not, actually die while dreaming, but they actually did not die in a dream. They just...
No, you can't, like, see yourself die in your own dreams.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, well, you can't see yourself get killed.
What?
You can get hurt, but you can't die.
Yeah. You know how, like, you've, like, seen other... I don't know if you have, but, like, you've seen other people die in your own dreams?
Mm-hmm.
You can't die in your own dream. Else you die in real life.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you ever heard, like... You ever heard
I feel
of, like
I've died in...
Huh? You can't.
Oh, maybe this isn't me right now.
Oh my
I
god.
I feel like when I die, I wake up.
Wait, this isn't you.
That's happened to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you guys ever had sleep paralysis? Because I'm
that's
scared
true,
that's
so scary.
What death feels like.
Yeah.
I don't think I have that.
Oh my god.
Are we recording?
All I know is
that happened to me one time, and I think I was still dreaming, but I felt like there was a rat underneath my back, and I couldn't move, and I couldn't scream. Oh my god, it was one of the worst feelings of my life.
I had it for like a week straight when I was first taking these pills.
Really?
Yeah. China still has this shit, like, every day. So she has to take, like, pills to make her, like, sleep.
Hmm.
Like,
oh my gosh, that's
yeah.
crazy.
Man.
I had a dream I got shot in the back, and I couldn't move, and then I woke up.
Oh gosh.
That's it. My sister died in that dream.
Oh, what?
She was shot.
Oh.
I can't think of any dreams that, like, well, besides that whole chainsaw thing, but I can't think of any other dreams that someone's died in before.
Have you ever...
I'm really scared of death, though, so I think that has to do
really?
With it.
Have you
oh my god,
funeral?
Yeah.
Has anyone been to a funeral?
Nope, I've never had anyone
no,
close to
I
me die.
Never been to a funeral.
I've been to one for my great-great-grandma, and I got a teddy bear, but I don't really remember it.
That's weird. Well, my mom's brother died when... This is actually really creepy, and I've never told anyone this, so I'm going to share it with you guys.
Wait, you have death stories.
No. Oh, you have death stories?
Yeah.
My mom was like... I can't remember if it's 9 or 13, but her brother died when she was around that age. And he died when in Germany, so, in, like, a car accident, and they didn't know that he died until, like, they figured out who he was. They cremated him, and then they, like, had to send him back. Yeah. But she said that when she was little, she'd be sleeping, and she'd wake up, and she could see her brother standing at the end of her bed, like, just with, like, this blank,
stare.
Yeah, look on his face, just staring at her, standing at the end of her bed. And, like, she'd try and talk to him, and then her mom would come and be like, "What are you doing?"
I'm surprised she did not scream. Is it a little girl, did you say?
It was my mom when she was little.
Oh.
And her brother.
Oh, that's
oh,
actually
I have
pretty
a story.
Sweet. Think about it.
This guy, I forgot his name, but he said that when he was little, he could see that, like, his uncle who died in, like, the corner of his room. And his mom got scared because she would come in and, like, say she couldn't see it. And, like, he said, like, no, he's right there. And he, like, described his uncle. And he never saw his uncle, but he, like, described him. And then his mom, like, recently, like, realized that it was him. So then they, like, said he can't sleep there anymore. So they took him, like, to the house. And then they had, like, his, like, family moved in there. So they took over the uncle's house. And they had, like, a little kid. And the little kid could see the person, but the parents couldn't see him. And when they told the little kid about the other guy, like, the one that saw it, about it, they, like, were talking about it, and they're the only two that could see.
Do you believe in ghosts? Like, do you believe in that?
I do.
I absolutely fucking do. When I live in Freeport, I just said a bad word. I'm sorry.
We apologize
sorry
for any cursing.
That was crazy. I will never go back to Freeport, actually.
No, ghosts scare me, and I don't know if I believe in them or not. Part of me does.
I do.
Part
I,
of me
I
does
believe in spirits.
Yeah. At my dad's townhouse in Bolingbrook, the drawers would open, and the cabinets would
open. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to believe in ghosts. I don't want to believe in ghosts, because when I'll be sleeping sometimes, and I live in the basement by myself, I'll hear, because we have, like, some of our old kid toys in, like, the storage room, they'll start playing, like, by themselves, and it's
yeah.
scary, and I just tell myself that it's my cat.
When I lived in my house in Freeport, the landlord, like, they have to tell us, yeah, they have to tell us, like, if somebody dies in the house, you know?
If someone died in that house, Kiwi, so
yeah.
help me.
Get this. So, he always said was there was a fire in the house, and the house had to be gutted and rebuilt. But the foundation in the basement and everything else was, like, the same from, like, the 1800s, right? Because that's when the house was built.
Mm-hmm.
I was hearing voices from, like, upstairs, like, in the attic, and I guess that's, like, where the fire started at. And then my dad was like, no, that's not real. You're not hearing anything, right? And then, one time I called my name, and I was, like, sitting, like, in front of the stairs, and then, like, everybody in the room heard it. And so then, like, eventually, like, we moved out, and then this lady that works for my mom now, I guess she moved into the house, too. And then, like, she, you know, like, it was a fire in the house. She said, like, a ceiling, I mean, a picture that was burned fell from the ceiling, and it was, like, just some dude's face. And then, yeah, they moved out, too, because where'd that picture come from, right?
You know, B, when you mentioned about, like, the grandfather ghost... This actually reminded me of one time I read about sometimes when there's ghosts of dead relatives, usually it's just a demon in disguise trying to deceive you? Deceive? Is that the word? Deceive?
Yeah.
Yeah, deceive. Yeah. And I guess that explains why the mother freaked out when she heard about that, because probably she just... Honestly, if I was a parent and heard about ghosts of our loved ones, honestly, I would just... give a few days to actually know if it is all go. If it is the ghost of a loved
one. Rebecca, we don't have time for that. We're freaking out right now. We're not gonna give it a few days. We're gonna give it a few seconds.
That's a problem. You guys don't even know if it's actually. What if the ghost of the dead relative actually does miss us, and what's the chance of them actually hurting us?
You know what I think is crazy? How people used to be buried alive.
That shit is.
Don't. Wild. That is one of my biggest fears: getting buried alive.
Oh my god! I do not know what I do.
Did you say
when you die?
Okay, but, like, you go crazy, like...
She said, I don't know what I do.
Oh,
wow.
No, like, the nun, you know how they have the scene?
Don't talk about that.
The guy literally got put
into
the grave.
Oh, stop. Oh, God, I hate ghosts. Hate it. Absolutely. Scares me. No. Not going home.
You really scared of ghosts? Honestly, I don't mind. If you think about it logically, ghosts are basically people of... Actually, like, the spirits of dead people. The only thing you need to worry about is the ghosts of... of the ones that are evil or bad in nature. Yeah, you have no worries about, like, ghosts of people that are actually good
death
in the first place.
Scares me. Ghosts scare me.
Of course.
Death doesn't
but
scare
I'm just
me.
Saying,
I just
like,
want to know how I'm going to die.
Me, too.
Yeah, be the detective.
I just
want to
die,
like,
in my sleep.
Wait, do you have any weird
as
birthmarks?
Most
like,
way,
you know how people say you have a big birthmark and you're, like, shot or stabbed there?
I have one underneath my boob. Someone stabbed me underneath my...
My
I don't have any. Me and Riley have matching ones. Like, they look the exact same.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The basement in the house in Freeport, it was, like, dirt.
Good.
Yeah, and there was also, like, dug out. Hey, is Papa gonna take me
home? Oh, nope, they're talking anyways. You're good. Huh? We're just filming a podcast, but you're fine. She
no,
started
okay.
talking anyways. I'll just pause it.
Oh, okay.
No, you're fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
is
it's okay.
Is Papa gonna take me?
So what do you guys think about
Guadalupe
Piano?
Well, it has to do with death, so...
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll get into that.
Can someone
okay,
give me...
Okay, what do you guys think about the slaves jumping off of the boat?
I think that... Oh, I'm sorry, you go first.
No,
go ahead.
No.
I think it was really saddening and terrifying to me because it really shows how... upset they were and they got to that point.
Yeah, I think it like symbolizes that they'd rather end their own lives than have it in the hands of somebody else's, because like they had no control over.
I think they just like completely hit rock bottom
there. It's kind of not comparing slavery to 9/11 at all, because like they don't really coincide at all, but like with 9/11 when like people knew that they weren't going to be able to get down. It was either they were going to burn to death or they have the option to jump.
Uh-huh.
I kind of view it kind of like that. Like, either...
You just kind of
like,
well, what are my options?
I feel bad that they thought that was their only resort. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that their lives, that they knew their lives were going to be that sad that... And, like, not
like
worth
you
living.
You think death is better than living, you know? Mm-hmm.
Which is just... so sad.
And I think teens really relate to that. Not the
not yeah
thing,
no
not
obviously,
the
yeah. But like being
but
so
like,
unhappy and
yeah.
like
yeah. So I think that like what's the word? Not relate. Well, the teen relates.
My sister
relates to like
friend,
suicidal things nowadays.
My sister's friend this year, she was in eighth grade. She killed herself.
What?
And no one knew about it. Like, no one expected it because she was a straight-A student.
Mm-hmm.
She hung out with friends. Her family, she hung out with them. She seemed happy. And then she...
Yeah, you just never
that's
know.
So sad.
And my sister literally took pictures with her too, and they were gonna hang out when we went back.
Aww. That's horrible. Like, you never really know who is gonna die.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
That's like, I've never had someone die.
Huh?
Like, actually, yeah, I have.
I haven't.
Yeah, I have.
I've never been to a funeral. I've never... Nothing.
I also think that it's bad that the ship was such bad, like, taken care of. Mm-hmm. Because they literally... The smell made them sick and feel like they were gonna die because of the smell of, like, death went through the ship. It made everyone sick.
Yeah.
And they weren't even feeding them.
Yeah. Ugh. Could you imagine? That just really makes me sick.
Like, we're really so
the fact that that's actually a part of our history just, like,
blows.
Bad word.
Sorry. It's fucking disgusting, Mr. Dutch. I'm sorry. It's horrible. Like, thinking about slavery literally, like...
No, yeah. It literally makes me sick to my stomach.
Like, it's just so sad.
How do you feel?
So when I was working in the fields over the summer... It was super hot, right? And we had to, like, work and shit under the sun. And I was like, dang, I couldn't imagine being a slave. Because we got breaks. They don't get breaks.
Yeah.
Because they're slaves. And I was hungry the whole time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ugh. That really makes my heart sad. Okay, we read a poem called A Young Man's...
Take five.
We read a poem called...
Shut the fuck up!
We read a poem called A Young Man's Death.
I don't know how to play these. I never play I Message Me.
Wait, I want to change my name. Dang it. Anyways. And it was talking about how...
I have to download
the guy...
Something.
No? The guy doesn't want to die young... He wants to live until he's 104. And I just really relate to that because, as I said in our OG podcast, I am terrified of death. How about
I'm
you guys?
I'm okay with death. I don't fear it.
Do you believe in God?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I do,
I don't know
but
what
I do have
is,
my
but...
questions.
Yeah, me too. That's how I am.
Like, and I hate saying that,
yeah.
But...
Because, like... Because
then
he's
like, okay, like...
What about you?
Bitch.
I know, right?
Because
if there is a God, then he's sitting there
yeah.
like, you really don't trust me?
Yeah.
Really?
So, like, who do you pray to?
Yeah.
Like, because I know when something goes wrong, I'm like, fuck.
Well, yeah, when we found out about my mom, like, all I did was pray, but it was weird because, like, I've never been, like... I mean, when I was little, I went to, like, church occasionally, but, like, since I got older, we never go to church.
Yeah, me neither.
And so, like, I don't pray.
Mm-hmm.
But then when everything happened with my mom, it was just like...
Yeah, like, when it's, like...
And that's really hard for me to believe in God, because if there's a God, then why
mm-hmm.
would someone like my mother, like, have to go through that?
I feel like...
Because, like, you guys don't know her, but she's, like...
I don't know.
We all view our mom, I feel, as, like, a really, like, awesome lady. I mean, unless you don't have a good relationship with your mom, but...
Mm. I agree.
I don't know, there's just certain things that happen in the world that, like...
You question?
Yeah.
You wonder why?
And, like, why are
but
people
like
starving?
It always makes us stronger.
Why do babies die? Like, people who are innocent and literally have done nothing. Like, I deserve that more than my mom does. Which, like, no one else would agree. Like, no, you wouldn't. But, like, my mom's literally the most perfect person in the world. So, like, that doesn't make sense. So yeah, death, Jesus, are they related? No one knows.
I don't know.
I don't want this chapstick because it goes on red. I didn't know that.
What the bitch, it has a red cap.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Oh, it's definitely tinted. Don't like that at all. You paid money
$6.
For that.
$6. Return it.
I'm like, yeah, this shit's red.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening, Mr. Dutch.
Love you.
We love you. We apologize for any profanity. but you know, we're teenagers, so can't really help it. Thanks.
Bye, Vegan.
What?
What
do you say?
He's vegan. I said,
oh,
bye,
yeah.
Vegan.
Goodbye. Very cool that you're vegan, by the way.
We love it. Bye. Hashtag vegan life.